From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia criticized over its Syria air campaign. Pressure is building for a ceasefire in Syria as members of the International Syria Support Group, including the U.S. and Russia, meet in Munich Thursday to discuss ways to end the fighting and provide access for humanitarian aid. U.S. officials are quoted as saying Russia is proposing a March 1st ceasefire, while Washington insists such a truce be immediate. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
It's very clear what needs to get done. There needs to be action in accordance with the U.N. Security Council Resolution 2254, which calls for a move towards full and immediate humanitarian access and a full ceasefire. Again, there have been multiple conversations over the past week between Secretary Kerry and Foreign Minister Lavrov. We've been expressing our concerns, frankly, about some of the actions in and around Aleppo, which has only complicated the situation on the ground in Syria.
On the eve of the meeting, members of the UN Security Council pressed Russia to halt its airstrikes around the embattled northern city Aleppo, where a rights group now says more than 500 have been killed in this month. Meanwhile, the U.S. envoy to the anti-Islamic State coalition, Brett McGurk, told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday that Russia's intervention has only strengthened the IS group.
The situation is totally unacceptable. It's causing a humanitarian catastrophe. It's strengthening the regime of Assad. And all that does is fuel extremists on both sides of the sectarian divide.
Russia's U.N. envoy, meanwhile, says his government will not apologize for the airstrikes, saying they're acting in a transparent manner at the invitation of the Syrian government. In Nigeria, an attack early Tuesday at a refugee camp by two female suicide bombers killed nearly 60, wounded dozens in Dikwe, northeast Borno State. The camp houses tens of thousands who have fled Boko Haram insurgent attacks. In northern Cameroon, at least six killed, dozens wounded, when two suicide bombers blew themselves up during a Muslim funeral. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate unanimously approved tougher sanctions on North Korea and its foreign suppliers. Wednesday's action follows the North's rocket launch and nuclear detonation in recent weeks, actions both banned under previous U.N. Security Council resolutions. Republican Senator Bob Corker, following similar action in the House of Representatives, explained what the measure does.
The president will be required to investigate a wide range of sanctionable conduct, including proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, arms-related materials, luxury goods which affect the elite in that country, human rights abuses, activities undermining cybersecurity.
The bill, which the president must sign into law, targets North Korea's trade in minerals and other activities that generate hard currency for the regime and penalizes Chinese and other entities that work with Pyongyang. Meanwhile, South Korea has suspended all activity at the industrial complex it jointly operates with North Korea. The country's unification minister said the action is aimed at preventing Pyongyang from using the proceeds from the Kaesong industrial complex to fund its nuclear and ballistic missile activities. Dozens of global health-minded organizations have committed to sharing data on the Zika virus. A statement signed by more than 30 organizations is designed to ensure that information relevant to combating the illness is made freely and openly available to the international community on a timely basis. In Washington, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden, testified Wednesday before a congressional committee.
We are quite literally discovering more about Zika every single day. We're working around the clock to find out as much as we can, as quickly as we can, to inform the public and to do everything that we can do to reduce the risk to pregnant women.
Scientists are trying to determine a link between Zika and birth defects. The epidemic has spread quickly across Latin America. A senior U.S. diplomat Wednesday accused Rwanda of destabilizing activities in Burundi, where political violence has left hundreds dead. U.S. envoy for Africa's Great Lakes region, Tom Perriello, told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee of recruitment efforts among Burundian refugees.
There are credible reports of recruitment of Burundian refugees, including children, at camps in Rwanda to fight for the Burundian opposition. Recently, I met personally with three Burundian teenagers who claim to have been recruited from a Rwandan refugee camp, trained as rebel fighters, and led into the DRC with fake ID cards. We've condemned these actions and called on the Rwandan government to investigate the reports and hold accountable those responsible for unlawful conduct.
A UN panel made the same accusation last week. Rwanda's president dismissed it as childish. The Asian markets opened Thursday, fell sharply after being shuttered for the Lunar New Year as investors expressed concern over the global economy. Meanwhile, the price of U.S. crude tumbled below $27 a barrel despite a drop in U.S. oil stocks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.